sleeping. When you're sleeping, does it mean you want to break up? Can't we make up? Looks to me like your love has me torn. What shall I do? What shall I do to make it wake up?
I'm a lyric nut. It's gotta, even if it's funny, it's gotta say something. You know, it's not always, as Betty Carter says, it's not always about the melody. So, yeah, I'm a lyric nut.
What about the tune Sleepin' that we just had on?
Sleepin', Oscar Brown Jr. It when you first listen to it and you listen to it, it comes off quite funny. And it is a funny song the way it's put together, but it's really a very meaningful song. A lot of times before I started, I sit back and say I'd like to send this out to married people or those of you all who have been in relationships a long time. And basically the song, it says, don't take stuff for granted. You know, don't take your relationship, don't take your partner for granted. You know, do things to keep the relationship alive. You know, otherwise, you know, sleeping is sleeping. You know, has our love grown stale? Are we drifting apart? Do you still love me? Do we still have some sort of excitement happening? That's what that whole song is about. That's what I like about the tune. And it says, pay attention to your relationship.
We're speaking with Debbie Duncan, and to her, jazz singing interprets the lyrics. So the phrasing is going to be very important, and finding the right lyric is going to be very important. But it's also presenting a little bit of you.
Yeah, I consider myself much more spiritual than religious. I kind of think of myself as a tool to be used when I sing for messages to come through. I find some time every time before I start a night just to get to myself so I can sit back and say, you know, hey God, use me to send out your love, to open up some hearts so that people not only hear the music but feel the music and also feel the love that's in the air. And I consider myself a utensil or tool for putting that out there.
How does that apply to a song like Traveling at the Speed of Love?
Well, you know what? That's one that I woke up with these lyrics. I literally woke up with lyrics in my head about what it's like, or what is it to travel at the speed of love, and what is it that we're looking for. And since that's really what we should be all about, that is our basic nature, whether we know it or not, that makes me think about all those things. And, you know, getting to love. What is love? We traveled at the speed of sound is what I put in there. Speed of light, we've gained some ground. What would it be like to travel at the speed of love?
Traveling at the speed of love. Traveling at the speed of love. We think we have it all worked out and know what love is all about. Human nature comes to know. True love is unconditional, and love just is. Traveling at the speed of love. 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 But when I look out on all those faces, hatred dies in quiet spaces. There's a field of dreams in places that no one's ever been. That's why.
Speaking with jazz singer Debbie Duncan, and in the course of a performance, sometimes something will just hit you, and you'll take a song and kind of talk over it for a while, and it kind of loosens up the crowd.
Oh, it does. I totally believe in loosening up the crowd, because when you loosen up the crowd, you get them to stop thinking. And when you stop thinking, you accept that all that wonderfulness that comes into you. And besides, I just like to make people laugh. If I'm singing a song and I have a little break in there and something that'll come to my head that I think will really work in this song, and at the same time, it'll make you chuckle, because it's making me chuckle when I'm thinking about it. So I just kind of throw it out there.
What was it like the night you threw out kind of a rap of yours on Beyond the Sea?
Oh, I was thinking about marrying a rich man while I was singing this song, because somewhere in there I threw a yacht in there, and I went, yeah, a yacht. Now, see, that's money. And then I just kind of went off on a whole tangent about that and created this dream that I had. It was really kind of cool.
Saying I'm gonna get on the deck, one of them deck chairs, good size deck chair. I want some room. I want to be able to stretch out and at least think I'm cute. That's right. And I'm gonna give me one of them cute little things and some of them little short pants. I want legs. I want to imagine. I'll let my mind drift for a while. Have this cute little thing walk over to me and say, Miss Duncan, what can I get you? Oh my, 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 my. And I'll tell him, you can get me a scotch and soda and a little bit of you wouldn't hurt either, but that's another story. That's all right.
Debbie Duncan. She curates great songs and gets across their meanings. And maybe she tells a story or two. Keep up with Debbie Duncan at debbieduncan.net. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
I think I'm kidding about that stuff.